Radharasura Nidhi. Verse 114 of Radharasura Nidhi. This is November 5th, 2011, the banks of Shamakund in this Ananga Rangada Kunj. Vision of Sri Rasheshwari's 19 footprint marks. Kada Sumani Kinkini Valaya Nupura Prolasan Maha Madhura Mandala Adbhutta Vilasa Rasotsave Api Pranayano Bribrad Bhuja Grihita Kantyo Vayam Param Nija Rasheshwari Chana Lakshma Vikshamahe. So we've been hearing over the last few days about the waist bells and the whole dance. Gopis are dancing with Krishna's arm around their neck and their arms around their waist and holding his hand. And there, so much beautiful music is there. It's rasa dance, maybe Sharad Purnima. And the sakis are absorbed in their service to Krishna, dancing with him and pleasing him by their mudras and by their facial expressions and by their bhavas. And we've heard about that, and we heard about how they're really preoccupied with looking at the marks of her lotus feet. Charna Lakshma Vikshamahe. But they start by saying, Param Nija Rasheshwari. Param Nija Ras Ishwari. You are the supreme queen, the empress of Ras. Parama Nija Rasheshwari. What Ras? Okay, you are Rasheshwari Radha and Rasheshwara Rasheshwara Krishna. But Nija, Param Nija, you are the queen of our rasa. Param Nija Rasa Ishwari. Param Nija Rasheshwari. You are the queen of whatever rasa we have in our heart, whatever Madhurati or Parakiya Bhav we have in our heart as Sakis, Saki Bhav, Nayaka Bhav, Lalita Vishaka, etc. It is you. It is you. It is your presence. It is your mellow. And you are the queen of that. You are the queen of our hearts. Our hearts are nothing but your expression. And our bodies are nothing but the embodied expression of your heart's desire to love and serve Krishna, particularly unique and different form. In this particular Nayaka Bhav, Utkantita Bhav, or in this Kala Hantarita Bhav, or this Kila Kinchit Bhav. We are those forms of your heart's rasa. So we're dancing with our Rasheshwar, and we're also his gopis. But we're always thinking, and we're looking, looking. Look at these Charna Lakshma. Look at these footprints of our Swamini. She's our Swamini, she's our Rasheshwari. She's the queen of our... She's the Pranishwari Radha. She's the queen of our existence. Without her, we die. Tave vasmi, na jivami twayavina, iti vigaya devitam, nayam am charanantikam. Rati Manjari is praying, Das Goswami, tave vasmi, na jivami twayavina, vina tway, without you, Radhika, I die. Tave vasmi, you are my everything, without you, I die. Please understand this and take me to your lotus feet. Charan antikam. Not even charan. Charan antikam. Take me to the end of your toenail. Keep me under one ray of your moon-like toenail, your ruby-like moon-like toenail. Charan antikam. Under, inside, near. That's enough. Apara siddhi riddhi digda satpadangali nake. Kada Krishyasiyama Kripa Katakshavajana. This is Gopi Bhav. This is Gopi Bhav. This is their attitude, their mood, their looking, their thinking, their feeling. With Krishna, in the most intimate, confidential, conjugal vilas, of rasa vilas, utsav, but yet thinking of Radha. Param Nija Rasheshwari. So we have some, discuss this word, Rasheshwari. Rasishri Radha, the queen of all flavorful, tasty experiences. She is whose queen? Okay, Radharani is the queen. Everyone knows she's the greatest gopi. She's a Mukhyavali, Krishna Priya Mukhyavali. We heard that. That's her quality. Krishna Priya Mukhyavali. She's the chief of all the series and rows of gopis. Krishna Priya. All the Krishna Priyas. All the gopis are Krishna Priya. But she's the Mukhya Avali. She's the chief of the whole group. We know that. Number one is Radha. Number two is Chandravali. Then Lita Vishaka, Shaivya Padma. Like this, Chitra. The eight major Astasakis. But they're saying Nija Rasheshri. She's our Rasheshri. Why? Only Radha has the name Rasheshri and no other damsel of Braj like Chandravali, Lalita Vishaka. Why? Because the Ras Lila is a sum total of divine, most astonishing rasa. And all the Brajasundaris contribute to the wonderful sweet Ras. But Sri Radhika is the presiding empress, the queen of all the transcendental mellows or rasas. Rasheshri Radhika Ki Jai. This is Radha's month, Rai Damodar, as they say. This is the month of Rai Damodar. If we take a closer look at this verse, we can see, we can see the Braja Gopis are not only glorifying their Swamini, Vrindavaneshri Radha, as Rasheshri, but they are saying Param. Param Nija Rasheshri, which means that Radha is not just any Rasheshri, but the Param Rasheshri. Because Chandravali can say, hey, sometimes Krishna spins off with me in the Rasa dance, and I alone am dancing with Krishna. See my expertise, my expressions, my dance, my movements. He's with me. He's not looking at any other Sakhi. Yogamaya makes this arrangement. Chandravali is so much covered by Yogamaya, she does not even realize that the form of Krishna she's dancing with is not the original form of Krishna. Very interesting. Magic? Supreme magic. She doesn't have any idea. Her man is going high. I am the best. Man is self-respect. I am great. Amanina, 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 kirtaniya sadavi. She's so much man. She doesn't know this verse. Trinada Pisa. So she's thinking, I am so great. I am so special. I am Rasheshri. I am Rasheshri Chandravali. This has a good ring to it also. Rasheshri Chandravali. Rasheshri Radha. Oh, it's not so good. Rasheshri Radha. But Rasheshri Chandravali. Ah, this is me. Man. And Krishna says, oh, so much man, I leave you. Chor. Chordi. Too much man, then Krishna gone. Too much man, Krishna gone. Gone. Krishna, another gun. He's gone from your gun. So, she's a Paramasheshri, which means she's the supreme, topmost, unequaled queen of the Ras. The super excellent taster and relisher of the unlimited emporium of loving mellows, especially Shringar Ras. Furthermore, the Braja Gopis say, Nija. It's basically a review of what I already spoke. Nija Rasheshri. Nija means our own. My own. Our own. Own. So, the Sakis at the Rasa dance are proclaiming that Radha is their own queen and Ishri of Ras. Rasheshri Radha. Here, the Braja Gopis are expressing their full identification with Radha. Their complete feelings of possessiveness, of my-ness. My-ness. Toward their life and soul. So this is their life and soul is Sri Radhika. Possessiveness. Mamata Bhav. Very essential element. My Gauranga. My Gurudev. Oh, my Gurudev said, we are the same Guru, man. My Gurudev said, my Giriraj. Acha, your Giriraj is not from Govardhan Hill? Yeah, so is mine. Yours is from some other part. My Giriraj came from secret part, and I'm not telling where. Acha, okay, my Giriraj. My Krishna, my Kunja, my Radha, my Seva Kunj. Prabhupada has a Seva Kunj. We have the Seva Kunj there with Prabhupada. Every guru, every sakhi has a kunj. Seva Kunj. Seva Kunj is many millions of Seva Kunj. Narada Muni went to Dwarka. Let's review it, of course. Narada Muni went to Dwarka. 16,000 palaces. Only one Krishna? No. 16,000 Krishnas and all doing something different with his different devotees. He's not doing the same thing with Rukmini, he's doing the same thing with Chandravali. Otherwise, when they get together and gossip, they'll say, hey, wait a minute. What he was doing with you, he was also doing with me. This guy's so boring. Doesn't he have any variety? Oh, 8 o'clock last night. Hey, 8 o'clock last night, what were you doing with your pati? I was playing chess. What were you doing? Oh, we were having a heated argument about the finances. We're having a heated argument about the finances. He said, there's not enough. So then the girls, you know, the queens, the Mahishis, they have the gossip together. So variety. So similarly, with Krishna, that's Dwarka. What to speak of Braja? Braja Gokul in Vrindavan. There's unlimited Seva Kunjas, and every Seva Kunj there's Krishna, and Radha, and the Astasakis, and the Ashtamanjaris, and there's Guru Sakhi Parampara, and they're all in their own Leela, enjoying. If Narada Muni comes, oh, there's Kamala Mandri, Nayana Mandri, they're all there. Oh, there's this other Mandri there. How many Radhas are here? How many Krishnas are here? Same to same. This is Tattva. The Tattva expresses itself in Gaur Leela. Tattva expresses itself in Dwarka Leela. The same Tattva, Eki Tattva, expresses itself in Radha Krishna Yuga Leela. The foundation is Tattva. If you read some Skanda Puran, and it talks about Jagannath Puri, it says, Purushottam Mahatmyam. English, it's also there. You read the chapter, all the glories of Purushottam. That only applies to Purushottam Kshetra? No. It applies to Vrindavan and also to Navadi. It's a tattva. If you're sleeping in Puri, that's a nice thing to do. If you're sleeping in Puri, that equals Dandabat Parikrama. Or something like that. No, it equals offering dandavas to the Lord and his devotees. If you're walking to buy some fish, what? No. You're walking in Puri to buy some vogue. You're walking here and there. That's equal to parikrama. Mandir parikrama, dam parikrama, tirtha, braj parikrama, giraj. And so many things are there. Oh, that's only Purushottam Kshetra. People sometimes ask me, my dear sir, why are you saying bait? This is such a dam. Dam is dam. Krishna is Krishna. No, my Krishna is different. No. So sometimes, this Mahatmyam is all about Purushottam Kshetra. So then you read the Mathura Mahatmyam and the Padma Puran, and it's all the same things it says about Mathura. Then you read the Navadvipa Mahatmyam. And then you find, oh, same to same. So then we understand, oh, tattva is so vast and broad. But actually the essence is one. The pleasure of Krishna. And the interaction in Leela with his devotees. Rasheshwari. So mamata bhav, very important. Ah, you know, I have my gurus, so what? So many gurus, you know, they come and go. And they, it's my guru now. Next year, I don't know, maybe another one. Like, I have to go to the guru shopping. I'm going to the mall. Where are you going? I'm going to the Guru Mall. Acha. Yeah, I'm going to shop and see what I find over there. And so much like this goes on. Nija Rasheshri means my Rasheshri. My queen of the rasa dance. The queen of my rasa. The queen of my heart. Mamata bhav. To hold. Mamata bhav means to hold intense feelings of owning or loving ownership towards another. Usually one's dearly beloved husband, dearly beloved wife, dearly beloved mother, friend, dearly beloved guru, dearly beloved deity, Thakurji. People go crazy about their deity. Very good. People go crazy about the guru. Very good. Mamata bhav. It's necessary in sadhana, bhajan also, even for all of us. We should cultivate genuine, real, and deep feelings of identity with our guru. Guru Devatma, that verse we heard in some of these discussions from Uddhava, it's Navyogendra. It's the teachings in 11th canto. Maharaj, Navyogendra is instructing Maharaj Nimi, I believe so. And there's one line there says, it's a long verse, but it's in Prabhupada's book, a shloka book also. The last line says, Guru Devatma. Guru Devatma. Guru is God, Dev. Guru is my Atma. He's my super soul. He's my Dev. He's my Lord. He's my Guru. He's my God. He's me. Guru Devatma. Dev means Govinda Dev. It means Krishna. And then, and so many meanings, of course, acharyas give. But this is heavy mamata. My Guru is God, representative. My Guru is mercy of God. Guru is my very self. I live, breathe, die for my Guru. This is Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chichite Gori Aikya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chichite Gori Aikya. Chich Aikya Chit. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chichite Gori Aikya. My chitta is ache with his vakya. Guru Mukha Vakya Chi Chit Aikya. Ek Chit. Now my Chit is so much Bahu Chit. Vyavasyatmika Budhir Ekya Guru Bahushaka Anantascha. Bahushaka. Bahushaka Anantascha. Krishna is telling the nature of our Chitta, our mind. Chitta means mind, heart, soul, I mean consciousness. You're going many branches. Guru, wife, this, that, so many things. That's not Guru Devatma. That's not mukham kuroti vachalam. Oh, mukham kuroti vachalam. You know, what is it? What is it? Guru mukha padma vakichi. Yeah, so we're seeing guru mukha padma vakichi. Right, guru puja. But where is our chitta? Where is his vani? Vakya means vani. His shiksha is agya. Somewhere there, and my consciousness is somewhere there. And there's many things in between, not aikya. Aikya means ache. One. But when mamata is there, mamata bhav, then guru is my life, my soul, my possession. My possession? My guru is my possession. My guru, mamata bhav for guru. He's my possession. He's my obsession. Obsession means mad. Mad feelings of possession. Mad feelings of possession becomes obsession. I'm obsessed with my wife. I'm obsessed with my husband. I'm obsessed with money. Prestige. I die for prestige. I live for prestige. Name, fame. Money I don't care about. Women I don't care. Name. But to have that mamata for guru. Very, very rare. Rare to have such shishya. Rare to find such a guru. One's heart opening. One's heart receiving. One's heart receiving. One's heart's opening. Rare combination. Most desirable. Sadhaka thinks we should cultivate genuine, real, deep feelings of identity with our own guru, our Thakurji, and our seva. Ah, very nice point. Mamata bhava for my seva. My seva. If it is your seva. That has to be clearly defined. Is this your seva? Is this seva anyone else's seva? Like someone says, I am Krishna Balaram's Pujari. They have this mamata bhava. Okay, very nice. What are you doing? Who said you could offer Mangalarti? Well, you know, I'm Prabhupada's disciple. I'm a sannyasi, maybe. No. I am the Pujari. Acha. So how do I, you know, get an opportunity? You have to ask the head Pujari. He sent me here and told me to offer a Mangalarti. Oh, excuse me. So that's heavy mamata bhava. I am their Pujari, and nobody offers Mangalarti but me. Very good. I honored it. I bow down to that. I accepted that. I did not say, I'm this. I was only thinking, you know, don't you know who I am? I said, okay, that's me. Krishna Balaram doesn't want to look at me. Fine. But the main point we're trying to convey, in not a very good way, is that it is good. He had intense mamata bhava for my service. But maybe other people also have that service, and you have a service, and maybe many other shishya have the same service. So they all think it's my service. But when another god brother says, well, now I also have to do the service. Hey, wait a minute, who are you? Now there should be everyone, you may have to accommodate that. Yeah, I am my guru. Oh, so does he and she. And we both have the same service. Well, anyway, I have complete possession for my same service as you have. This is the actual proper consciousness. Mamata bhava doesn't mean I live, you die. Mamata bhava. Mamata. I live, you die. No, mamata. I possess. I have intense feelings of possession for my service, but I also have feelings of possession towards you. You're my guru. I mean, you're my guru bhai. Guru God sister. What's the situation? Oh, he said we should share this service. He said, okay, fine. My seva becomes our seva. My mama tapa becomes your mama tapa for seva, and my mama tapa for seva blend together and become our mama tapa. Because then it becomes our offering. This is the right consciousness. Devotional consciousness. The point I'm making, we feel, and we're trying to feel as sadhakas, that Rupa Goswami is ours. He's our possession. That we have Rupa Goswami's mercy here, but we don't. And so I feel Musa possessiveness towards you, Mama Tabhav. But when will you, Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, feel a mood of Mama Tabhav towards me? And when you will call, I'm trying to call you my own, my Rupa. My Rupa means my possession, my own Rupa. But when will I qualify that you say you are my own? Yes. Like someone might say, hey, see that girl? I possess her. I have Mama Tabhav. She's mine. Then you ask her, so what do you think of that guy? He's a jerk. I have so many better friends than him. And then you go back and say, you know, you're like totally lost on this girl and so much possessed, obsessed, and feeling she's mine. She doesn't even care about you. You see? So we want to become so qualified that Rupa Goswami will care about us and look our way and bless us and fill our hearts with realization of his sublime teachings and fill our heart with just a drop or two of the rasa that he's giving in his sacred books, Stavamala and others. More Rupa, more Raghunath, more Bhattu Raghunath. Sri Gauranga, Sri Krishna, more Prananath. There's a song. Krishna Mora Swarup, Rupa Bhattu Raghunath, Sri Gauranga, Sri Krishna, more Prananath. That's a bhajan. Such feelings of love and personal attitude and myness. One acharya, a very interesting play in English. There's my. Ness means the tendency to feel that this is my possession, myness in English, myness. But there's also a word in English which is kind of tricky, minus. Minus. Minus means without. Devoid of, absence of. Then this acharya said, don't be minus, minus towards guru. Which means, don't be without a mood of possessiveness or mamata or minus towards guru. You follow? Very clever. Don't be minus. And his first language is Hindi, and second is Bengali, and third is English. So it's quite a clever statement. Listen, don't be minus, minus towards Rupa Raghunath, Guru, and Krishna. This is some beautiful poetic expression of the great acharyas. Such feelings of love and personal attitude and mindness are desirable when they are directed towards spiritual persons and places. Mora Vrindavan, Mora Radhakund. My Vrindavan, my Radhakund. But if the same sense of mamata bhava or possessiveness is directed or felt or expressed for our material bodies or bodily relationships, homes and paraphernalia, that is simply maya, illusion, based on ignorance and false attachment due to impure contaminated sentiments. To identify my body, my India, my family, kid, wife, etc., car, home, and clothes. This is all maya, all illusion, and the cause of material bondage. Janasya moho yam maham mameti. When the damsels of Braj refer to Radha in this verse 1:14 of Radharasuta Niti as Nija Risheshri, it also, when they say Nija, when you say mine, that implies man. Mine means man. That's, now I'd make some clever one. When we say mine, M-I-N-E, it means man. Man means pride, right? Amanina, amanina. So when the gopis are saying Nija, says Nija Risheshwara, this Nija means mamata bhava, it means mine. So this word Nija Risheshwara means, it implies pride that not only is she our queen of our rasa dance, the queen of the rasa flowing in our heart and our everything, But she is, and we're proud of that. Nija, the word Nija means pride. It implies, means my own. You might say, this is my wealth. This is my wealth. Can you be proud of that? Yes. And you're proud. This is my wealth. This is my car. See it. 16-cylinder Ferrari. This is my car. And you say it with pride. This is my car. Your intonation indicates your mental position. That's my car. Who's that Ferrari? Yeah, that's my car. Piece of junk, you know. Sure. Doesn't seem to be too attached to that one. I got five of them. Not sure. Well, you have five of them, then you're not too attached. So that's, you see it just in the, so the gopis, this word, the acharyas are saying, this shows they're proud. Are they proud of themselves? I'm proud to be alone with Krishna. I'm proud to feel that no one else. They're proud of Radharani. And the Brajagopis are proud of their Radha, proud of the way she dances, proud of her beauty, proud of her beautiful footprints, and proud of her expertise in serving Shyam, and proud to be her Sakhi friends and servants. This is transcendental pride. It is spiritual, which is spiritual and acceptable, even for us, to maintain pride. This kind of pure pride is to be, means to be proud of our Krishna, or proud of our Guru, or proud of our God brothers, and proud of our God sisters. This is desirable transcendental pride. Any other pride, which is body-based or relative-based, is destructive, negative, false, and illusory.